This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart.
Jack Posobiec, who's there when another great patriot, Laura Loomer, charged up during the Central Park simulated murder of President Trump. That's become international news. As we call for peace, the left calls for violence. And we got a bunch of other guests coming up as we cover the Megyn Kelly demonization piece that is about to happen. We're going to go to break here in just a few minutes and come back to the next long segment with Jack Posobiec. That riding shotgun with me, who will also be co-hosting tonight after I leave, because I want him to have the floor, is Mike Cernovich. Mike, what are you expecting coming up tonight?
Yeah, they're going to say, they're going to try to pin everything bad that has happened on you, even though all you do is host and discuss issues. And their end game, again, is they want to get every independent media shut down and discredit independent media. They want to pressure people to not believe you. But here's the way I would script it. I would say, okay, there's this pizza parlor shooting, Alex Jones' fault. Sandy Hook, here's some parents. They're hurting. It's Alex Jones' fault. They're going to blame everything.
Alex Jones lost his kid in a custody battle. Not true.
Unfit father. Parents are bad.
On Father's Day.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they aired it as a psyop against fathers and Father's Day. So that's
so
what
obvious.
They're going to, yeah, and that's why people aren't really going to fall for it, because like we were talking about earlier with Steve, is Steve and I disagree. But the idea is that let's talk about it. Right now, the left, and this is why, you know, it's so important to talk to Jack, you know, a citizen journalist and a hero in that regard, is if I disagree with somebody, I'm going to say, let's talk about it. Let's debate it. What's your side of the issue? Antifa and these left-wing terrorist organizations, they will hit you with a brick, hit you with a bike lock, and the media looks the other way.
So, they say it's good, actually.
Yeah, and the media won't cover it, the violence against us, and that's why Posobiec has now forced an international conversation on left-wing terrorism.
And that's happening. And then I noticed in his Twitter feed and on mine and yours, they were making jokes like, oh, that's not about Trump, that play. So they act like we're idiots. They play these mind games.
Yeah, they lie right to your face, and that's why that disruption, very peaceful, unlike the left, was so important, because now they have to talk about it. Now they can't cover up the issue. Now they can't pretend like they don't know what is really going on here.
I want to go out to break with just part of a piece that was done by Mark Dice on this. We're going to come back and go to Jack Posobiec here on the other side, but here is part of the breakdown that's up on InfoWars.com by Mark Dice.
Several brave protesters have interrupted the play that's depicting the assassination of President Trump that's being carried on in the middle of Central Park in New York City, a play which is being funded by CNN's parent company, Time Warner. As you may have heard, it's a perverted and despicably twisted version of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, which depicts President Trump as Caesar, who has a wife who also has a Slovenian accent, who likes to dress in designer clothes, who is stabbed to death on stage. Even in today's dangerous political climate, and after the attempted assassination of several Republican congressmen, the liberal lunatics still think it's a good idea to be putting this play on, which many say is attempting to incite more violence against conservatives and possibly against the president himself. So Friday night, in the middle of the play, several brave protesters decided to denounce this despicable play, one of which, identified as Laura Loomer, decided to storm the stage and give the audience a piece of her mind. Here's that clip.
Freedom. Stop the normalization of political violence against the right. This is unacceptable. You cannot
get off the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to pause. We're going to pause. Security.
This is violent.
Security, please.
The New York liberals are literally booing her for denouncing the violent depiction of an assassination of our president.
Now, they got mad at a rodeo clown who, by the way, was Hispanic, making fun of Obama. And that had to be banned. But if you want to simulate killing the president, they admit they're simulating it. When people complain, they say it's not happening. Jack Posobiec will break this down straight ahead. We have a lot of other guests coming up and some surprise guests. But Mike Cernovich was just pointing out to me they're blocking the promotion of this live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we yet. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We've got colleges all over the United States where they have no white weekends. We see absolutely massive demonization of free speech everywhere. We see the media promoting racism and the murder of President Trump. And we see Laura Lerner and, of course, Jack Posobiec covering it Friday. And I guess there's still two more nights of the Shakespeare in the Park, you know, the killing of President Trump.
Oh, yeah, tonight's going to be great. I'll tell you about that in break.
Well, I'm sure we can cover it live a little bit later. Yeah, you were telling me earlier. So, Jack, obviously, the left wants violence. They want war. They want to shut us down. Break down what you witnessed that night and where all this is going.
Yeah, Alex, the thing I've got to talk about, really, and the point I want to make is that nobody else is making. How's it going? Good to see you. Good to see you, Mike, there at the command center. You know, what people aren't talking about is just how bloody this scene was. You know, to see that with my own eyes. Our president being stabbed again and again on stage. And then it was like a Tarantino film, a terrible Tarantino film. But then to have to turn around and see a crowd full of Manhattan's, you know, elite American citizens cheering it on, clapping, nodding their hands, nodding their heads, their necklaces and bracelets clinking together as they cheer and applaud this brutal ritual killing of our president. It made my blood run.
And with the background of calling for violence and death with the congressman and police shot just last week, hanging on to life. And then they're the ones that if we did something like this, it'd be the end of the world. I mean, they are just a bunch of frothing betas that absolutely want power and want to wreck the country.
Now, in about fake news, Jack, a New York Times reporter claimed that nobody actually laughed when Trump is assassinated on stage. Is that consistent with what you observed when you were there?
No, it's not at all consistent, Mike. And you can go see, you know, I don't have anything to hide. We had two periscopes going during the thing. I've got my own video up. You can go back and look at the video. That's the beauty of citizen journalism that I do is I always do a live
stream. But earlier reviews said people were enraptured and cheered it. I mean, again, why do they lie? Because I saw it on your Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. People are saying, oh, Jack, oh, everybody. This isn't even a play about Trump. This is 500 years old. This is William Shakespeare. I mean, it's crazy how they lie.
Yeah, they made it really switch it around when they look bad. You know, they've got an actress up there playing Melania, and she comes up. It's a Slovenian accent, and it's very offensive. It's clearly meant to be Melania. This is clearly meant to be some kind of satire.
Well, of course it's Trump. They got American flags. They got a big, tall guy with orange hair. He's being stabbed to death.
And Stifa, they actually have. So the way they did the play, and I posted the video as well, is They have all of the crew that's moving around the sets is chanting Antifa slogans as they're moving the set around between scenes. I'm pretty sure William Shakespeare didn't write Antifa into his play.
Yeah, and I like, too, how these dummies know that we don't understand that the moral of Julius Caesar was that Brutus lost and that you shouldn't actually assassinate somebody. I love how they think we didn't all take literature in high school like they're so precious.
Yeah, what happens to the people that kill Caesar? They get completely wiped out by Mark Antony.
Yeah, so we would get the last laugh, but I love, too, how they're like, oh, my God, these illiterates. Like, dude, everybody read that. You're a freshman year in high school. Don't act like you're some kind of...
Let me tell you, they are. They're going to have Caesar's spirit. What happens if they do kill Trump? I mean, you talk about a martyr. Caesar's spirit stalking around for revenge. Violence will be in such use that, you know, mothers will just sit back and chop their babies up with meat cleavers as if it's a wonderful thing. Now, that's actually a paraphrase of the William Shakespeare play. The media will probably say, I'm calling for women to chop up babies with meat cleavers.
Yeah, but and that's why we're calling for unity, like Ted Nugent is calling for unity, is we are the good guys. The fake news media are the terrorists. And Alex and I talked about this, and Will you join in our pledge, Jack, that Jake Taper, Brian Stelter, nobody in media will join? Alex and I have pledged that we disavow all political violence. Why will no one else in the media?
That's right. That's right. I mean, I call for the libertarians, conservatives, nobody to offensively be violent, a time of calm. I call for the left to do the same, you know, with the great leadership of NRA board member and patriot, of course, who's now come out and talked about that, Ted Nugent. I say we should follow Ted Nugent's lead. We've already done this, but we should reaffirm, because they're getting so violent. We're not afraid of their violence for ourselves individually. We're afraid for the country because they're already saying, oh, you're scared. Oh, we're going to get you because we don't want violence. But then we look at a bunch of wimps. I mean, liberals on average are some of the most dumb, wimpy, pathetic people out there. We're just really trying to not have a civil war and really just don't want more innocent people shot.
Especially on Father's Day. We're watching these shootings happening and on Father's Day. So that is our challenge right now. Alex Jones, you know, Mike Cernich, Jack Posobiec, we are all saying that we disavow political violence. Well, Jake Taper and CNN, we would like to extend as a gesture of goodwill, we would like CNN to join this pledge. And if they don't join this pledge, to me, that suggests that they endorse it. Because, as you know, if Trump doesn't disavow everything somebody says or does, then that apparently means he approves it. So, yeah, okay. We are challenging the media. Will you join this pledge, Jack, to disavow political violence?
I absolutely join the pledge. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be hosting, and I'm hoping, you know, I can get your guys backing at this as well, hosting a rally against political violence at the White House next Sunday. It's going to be June 25th. Love to have you both there if possible. But we want to stand, and I would invite people from the left to come and stand with me. Let's have Bernie Sanders up there. Let's have Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama come out and denounce violence that's done in their name.
And let's have Islam. Let's have the Islamists that don't support what's happening come out and join us. They will. I'll hug them.
Let's have CARE come on up and disavow all Muslim violence.
That's beautiful.
I want to disavow. We should.
And by the way, I saw a news article saying that you and what's the other lady's name? I mean, wherever we're working.
Laura Loomer,
great lady. I see her work. I just forget names. She was arrested, all the rest of it. I saw that you were paid activists. So when we were setting you up for the show, I said, have you been paid? And you were like, no, we're doing this on our own. But I just want to say, I'm having the CNN as ISIS, CNN as terrorist meme that Cernich and I came up with. And it's not just if you do that. It's anything that's noteworthy, like catching CNN doing fake newscast or catching MSNBC. We've only paid out about $10,000 worth. But I want to say $1,500 to you and $2,500 to Laura Larmer. So make sure we get your contact and get that money to you. Because we're going to take leftist globalist lies and through alchemy make it true. You weren't paid activist, but to represent and to celebrate and to, like, give you a trophy because you actually did something, to highlight what you've done, to honor it, we're going to make sure you guys get that money. So great job.
Well, I appreciate that, Alex. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. You know, when I was in the Navy, they used to tell you, I used to come to my senior chief with a problem or something, and he said, great problem. What are you going to do about it? Don't just call it the problem. Actually do something about it. And that's what I learned in my military service, and that's kind of the way I look at these situations today.
So I want to sponsor then. I can't be in D.C. next week, okay. June 25th, I don't think. But can I sponsor that event you're having to go against political violence just to
make sure? Yeah, absolutely, because we're going
to
need security. We're going to need water, hydration. We know Antifa is going to try to attack it, so we're definitely going to need some support. I would really appreciate that, Mike.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely. And expanding on that, again, if you just tuned in, I've got Paul Watson tweeting it. We're tweeting it. One video we put out got a million views in a day, and then it just stopped. your videos got through the barbed wire and have had like almost 10 million this week exposing Megyn Kelly, so that's great. Altogether, we've already had more viewers just on our YouTube and Facebook channels on videos than she'll have tonight. She was falling apart. She was failing. She had no ratings. This will give her some support, but I think overall folks are calling it a rout of Megyn Kelly because she was caught on tape with me lying and saying it wasn't a hit piece. Now she promises it'll be the worst hit piece ever. What do you make of this, Jack Posobiec?
Yeah, with Megyn Kelly coming out, I mean, this was one of her first big interviews. Honestly, I think it was a little bit bigger than her Vladimir Putin interview because it was more noteworthy to the American audience. But for her to fall flat on her face like this and not get the kind of ratings that she would need, this is a bad move for NBC. And sources that I've talked to in the newsroom at NBC said, you know, we're not paying her $15 million for this kind of controversy. We're not playing her for gotcha games. Look at Oliver Stone, the way that he conducted interviews over the course of 2 years.
Very professional.
I can break this story then. Yeah, so actually, I'm glad that you mentioned it. Maybe you have the same sources, but this is breaking news that hasn't been made public yet. NBC is actually in talks with Rupert Murdoch's son to bring Megyn Kelly back on, and the sons are actually talking about buying out Megyn Kelly's contract because she's been such a flop for NBC.
Wait, breaking. Kelly may be out at NBC.
Yeah, they're NBC has Absolutely. Reached out to the Murdoch brothers.
This is NBC sources?
Yeah, yeah. Official, I can't say which network, but official media sources with personal knowledge.
By the way, everybody knows you don't make up your sources. I can't even give my info on this because it would give up the sources, but, well, I just can't say anything.
They want her out, yeah.
I'm so
everywhere.
We'll be right back with Jack Posobiec. I'm Alex Jones, Mike Cernovich. Stay with us.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Sovich, our guest. We got another guest coming in here, the man that launched one of the more successful alternative social media platforms, Gab. So that's coming up. Also intend to open the phones up after the Megyn Kelly interview. Will it be at the start of the show or will it be in the middle or the end? Jack Posobiec maybe has his own ideas. Why is this so big? Because in the last 2.5 weeks, this has been as big as Comey or as big as anything else. I mean, this is one of the top stories, top trending every day. So you can argue it's the top story of the last 2 weeks. Jack Posobiec, what do you think they've been betting on? Because, again, it's not even about the interview coming up. It was about lying about what I stand for as a way to demonize new media overall. This is the dinosaur media, I believe, showing how desperate they are. Again, Jack Posobiec was there covering the live event with Laura Lerner, who did a great job. We're going to get her on soon. Confronting the Democrats as they do the Shakespeare in the Park simulated murder of Trump. Where is all this going?
Yeah, Alex, and I just want to let you know that I actually spoke with Laura over the break. She texted me. She said she's very excited to come on very soon and talk. Where this is going, Alex, is you're seeing the death throes of the old media, the dinosaur media, this sort of, you know, media party that's been in collusion with the Democrats. They're in their death throes. They're losing their numbers. They're firing people. They're laying off people left and right. They're being gobbled up by these massive corporations. And they're seeing new platforms like InfoWars are now getting more viewers, more viewership, having more impact and more reach, and they're realizing that their influence is waning. So because it's waning, they're like a wounded animal. They're being backed into a corner, and they're getting more and more desperate and more feral to keep a hold of the one group that they have left, and that's these very, very indoctrinated, almost like a cult figure, if you will, these groups on the left, and that's why they're buying these conspiracy theories like Russia and everything else that have been perpetuated by Megyn Kelly, as well as so many others in the mainstream media. They know that most of America doesn't believe them. They're just trying desperately to cling to their final
vestiges. Exactly, and we now know, we've got the intel, that Facebook, Twitter, all of it is throttling back our tweets, just like all the positive tweets can't get to Trump anymore. He knows to go deep down to actually have communication with us. This is how they make us feel small, how they make us feel pathetic, you know how they get in our face, and even how they set us up. Because one time I was at a pro-gun rally in San Antonio, and this old guy, I didn't even know, sort of bumping into me and getting in my face, and he kept doing it and then followed me down the street. So then I did it later, and then supposedly, reportedly, he lost some family member in some shooting in another part of the country. And they're like, oh, look, he knew this guy was a father of somebody killed by a gun. No, we have the raw video. He was, like, in my face, threatening his wife, actually slapped his wife in the hand in front of us and was so pissed off. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But again, that's how they spin it. And that's how you got to really watch out, folks, with these psyops.
Yeah, so that is definitely, we're hearing that there are now bot accounts on Twitter trying to lie and discredit you right now. So I just got that information. So there's now a ton of
This is a full-on info war.
Right. That's why you got to post the hashtag Jones v Twitter. Share the links. If we keep pushing, we'll break through the algorithm. There are bots being hired right now on Twitter, and they keep. Yeah, so all the Twitter now.
The bottom line is just go to Infowars.com/show, spread our Periscope, spread our YouTube, spread our Facebook video. But the stations are all over the country. It's really about demonizing me, going after my sponsors, but I'm self-funded now. We're growing in the face of this. Jack Posobiec, in closing, and then Mike Cernovich, what do you think they are going to do as all this fails?
Well, what they're going to do is become increasingly more stepped up in their attacks. They're going to be finding ways to get to us. They're going to be hiring people. They're going to be coming to our events. They're going to lie to us. They're going to try to infiltrate our events, infiltrate our background. That's what they're going to do. Anything they can, plant evidence, false flags, you name it, anything they can do to take us out.
That's right. They were popping in your ear, Mike. Let's give people slowly the right hashtag to put out on Twitter.
The hashtag is Jones v. Kelly, just like a fight, just like McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather. Jones v. Kelly is the hashtag of the day. Get it trending. Keep posting the links, the periscopes, the videos, everything coming out.
This is a war. Right now, all the big Soros money, right now the Bloomberg money, admittedly, is financing and, you know, using people who've been hurt in this country to go after our free speech. This is their attempt. So listen, Jack Posobiec, great job. And again, I really appreciate the work you've done. I look forward to. They said you were a paid activist. You weren't, but you deserve an award for what you and Laura Lerner did. So we'll talk soon.
And before you go, real quick, June 25th, is that what you said? Tell us more.
Yeah, we're going to do June 25th. We're still getting the permit, but it looks like it'll be June 25th at noon, right in front of the White House.
All right, good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Now, I want to come back and bring our other guest in here and talk about where he sees this going, how we're forced to go create our own new platforms. Because Facebook and Twitter and others are admittedly so censored now, and where is all this going and how we counter it? I've also got a bunch of clips that I haven't gotten to yet where we have Fox News compares me to murderers and rapists. Whoopi Goldberg lies about what I've said, and Dan Rather dug up from the grave. Of course, they put Dan Rather there. It's actually Tom Brokaw. You know, saying just the most outrageous things against us. Why are they so scared? Because they're losing their viewers, they're losing their trust, they're losing the ratings, and they think it's our fault. No, it's that you're so discredited, you're so disliked. Now, we're like 35 minutes out from when they could be airing the vaunted 11-minute, highly edited interview where Megyn Kelly got caught lying. But going back to that briefly, how much does this hurt Megyn Kelly? Because I don't want to hurt her personally. She hurt herself saying, I promise it's going to be a softball. I promise it's not going to be a hit piece. I promise I'm not getting into these topics. And she's been caught doing all of that. What does that do to her now from your sources that they're actually in talks to bring her back to Fox?
Right. So the NBC is now trying to get the Murdoch brothers to do a contract buyout. The sons of Rupert Murdoch, these are the ones that they're beta males. They're married to these liberal women who are, you know, that's why they had to get rid of Bill O'Reilly, and they're trying to get rid of Hannity and anybody who's remotely not viewed as a part of the cocktail party set. So NBC realizes that Megyn Kelly does not have major league talent. She is no Barbara Walters. She isn't interesting. She doesn't read books. She doesn't study history. They're trying to get rid of her, and the Murdoch sons are so betaized that they're willing to potentially buy out Megyn Kelly's contract to bring her back on Fox News.
Because they thought, hey, you know, she already tried to bring on Fox News. She worked for us well. She helped, you know, change her story about Ailes. He's out of the way now. But Fox is now sinking into the mud. They're in total panic mode. They're thinking maybe she'll work better with this audience.
Right. So Fox, they went from number one all the time. Their ratings have actually been falling.
And they're not number one anymore. The first time in 20 years.
Right. So they're not number one anymore. So they want a lifeline.
Oh, that was other fake news. Whenever I said back in July, there's a coup against Fox. They're going to remove everybody. It's now on. And now they're destroyed.
Well, and that's the thing about having sources nobody else has. People go, it's fake, but then when you get it right, they don't go, oh, you
I
got
was
it.
At the RNC meeting with people at the Ritz-Carlton.
Exactly.
I was meeting with the executives.
Yeah.
Hell, I mean, Roger Ailes, before he died, was calling me wanting to watch a network.
That's actually, people don't know that he wanted to do a new TV network, Roger Ailes did.
Yeah.
I don't think that's public yet, though.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they're so pissed. They got all the phones tapped. They know what's going on. Don't worry. We don't need Roger Ailes to launch this. We'll be back. Poor Roger, though. We'll be back.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference, too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy.
Well, Michael Malice is one of the top writers in the country. He's huge. I mean, I've read a couple of his books. I know he ghostwrites a ton of the other top books in the country. He's riding the shotgun with us for 30 minutes. He also is the guy that got in and got the unauthorized autobiography of Kim Jong-un in North Korea. It takes a lot of courage to do that. MichaelMalice.com. Twitter, @MichaelMalice. And, of course, we got Mike Cernovich here with us, Roger Stone, Jack Sobiak. But tell us who, I've seen this guy on with Paul Watson when he was here, and I know about his big website, Gab, but Michael Cernovich, tell us about this guy.
Yeah, so this is Andrew Torba, co-founder and CEO of Gab, which is an alternative platform. So what I thought would be cool with having Michael Malice here and Torba here, too, is ultimately the media right now is in a tizzy because NBC is giving Alex Jones a platform, as if you need a platform, as if they control who gets a platform. That said, they do want to get us removed from all these platforms. So although we're dominating 200 million views right now a month for me on Twitter, they're eventually going to have to say, okay, we have to know platform.
You just had five videos this week that had like 9 million viewers, and you're just exponential. It's crazy.
Right. So they're going to try to get us banned, and that's why it's important to have alternative platforms. And he created Gab, which does that.
Really? They just don't want choices. So I'll be honest though. I've never seen such media hype around an interview. I mean, I do have somewhat of a pucker effect. Everybody's saying it blew up in her face because she got caught lying to me on tape. We've got these other tapes of what the interview happened, but the way they edited it, I don't want to say I'm scared, but I do have some butterflies. What do you guys think is going to happen tonight? And let's just get into the whole state of the world and wherever you want to go. Free for all.
Go for it, Mike.
You asking me?
Yeah, I mean, where do you think this is all going? Why do you think the Megyn Kelly thing's so big? Why is the left so frothing, calling for violence? It's like a twilight zone.
Because for decades, they had a complete monopoly on the mechanisms of communication. So people like you, and even people who are more mainstream than you, you would never even hear about them. You had three channels, and those three channels had three anchors, and each of those anchors was a slightly different version of progressivism. And then you had the appearance that there's a three people to choose from, but this is a Hobson's choice. Now, there's ever since the 80s with talk radio, you can't shut up these other points of view, and that's why they're so hysterical, because you should be neither seen nor heard.
And Alex, I think we're seeing the same thing online as well with technology platforms, where you have this illusion of choice. You have Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, and WhatsApp are both owned by Facebook. So you look at the top 20 apps on the App Store, and 25% of them are owned by Facebook, and you have this illusion of choice. But the reality is they're all owned by the same company, and they're all controlled by the same three or four people in Silicon Valley.
And YouTube's controlled now what they let on the front page.
Google, yep, and owned by Google as well. So you have three or four people in Silicon Valley that control.
And I know as a tech guy, you know this, the public does, but it's getting worse. It's intensifying. Where does this end? Where does this fight end up going?
I think we're going in a great direction, honestly, because for decades you had complete trust in the media. You remember, like, back in the 40s and 50s, people would trust Chesterfield cigarettes because those are going to be great for you. And now people don't trust any cigarette company. They know what they're selling, the product. And the same thing used to be with the media. You would trust CBS, you would trust ABC, you would trust NBC. And now their trust approval ratings even below Congress because people know they're peddling a bunch of crap.
And they want to misrepresent what I've said or anybody else has said, or take a few flowery clips together, mix it up to make themselves look better, even if they're successful at destroying me, which I don't think they are. We're only getting bigger. They've destroyed themselves. Sorry, go ahead.
And to give the message that you shouldn't bother listening to this person, he has nothing of interest to say. Now, think about it. They claim they want honest debate. They can easily have you come forward and say, this guy's saying X, Y, and Z, and he's wrong. But they don't want that. They want you to be preemptively discredited so that anything you have to say, they won't have to deal with.
You're all smart guys, so seriously, I feel like I'm kind of here on the execution dock. I hope this goes well. I mean, it's going to be horrible because they spent weeks editing it. What are they thinking? Because you could just see the train wreck here. That's what's scary to me is the people running the country who are trying to stop Trump from actually turning the economy back on, they seem to be totally out of control.
Yeah, I think what we're going to see now is a big push on social media. Mike talked about bots, you know, last segment. They're going to get all of their mainstream big players because they dominate, and they dominate the message on Twitter. They dominate the message on Facebook. They control, you know, we look at last May to 2016 where they started manipulating the trending topics product to remove conservative news sources, topics, and ideas from that product that's used by over a billion people every single month. So they're going to try to force their agenda down our throats, and it's up to us to fight back.
And that always tends to backfire, but it's so brazen. Even their minions, low level, are so full of hate. I mean, they really, I guess, were existentially living through Hillary and through Nancy Pelosi, and now they don't think they're in power, so they're all upset. Where does this go then? I mean, keep going back to that. Where does it go?
So I think that, you know, they're going to continue to push this, especially in the technology space. They're going to continue to push the censorship agenda. They are not going to let another 2016 happen again. Come 2020, I think we're going to start to see more folks on the right, more conservatives, more people on the new right, whatever you want to call it. They're going to start getting banned. They're going to start getting shut up. They're going to come up with new technology mechanisms and guise it as safety. And, you know, we want to prevent, quote unquote, harassment and hate speech, whatever that is. That is their agenda. And they're going to continue pushing down that path.
I want to know how we fight that. But Michael Malice, this sounds like a Streisand effect bigger than the universe. I mean, just at gut level, won't this backfire? This isn't old Russia or Cuba or Venezuela. I don't see them, once we've had internet freedom so long, getting away with Chinese-style net censorship.
It has already started backfiring. You remember during the primaries, Ted Cruz berated the moderators, who are supposed to be objective and honest, and the audience applauded them. So these are things that could have never happened in 2012 or 2008, where the press was perceived as honest arbiters of debate. Now everyone knows that they have an agenda, and that's the way the country was founded. When we were founded, you had the Federalist Papers, and you had the Democratic-Republican Papers, and they picked sides, and it was very clear people were partisan. That was fine. Now it's the kind of noblesse oblige, this perception that they're, you know, all honest, decent people, but at the same time, you could see things like the journalist thing, when you had a group of them conspiring to how to spread a story together.
And I think that's it. Before MSM was controlled, they lied some, but they were scared of getting caught by the public and by their colleagues. Now there's like a unified race to the finish line. I mean, let's take this clip here from Tom Brokaw, where no one who's real has ever said I said something racist. The racist white supremacist, everybody actually hate me. The black supremacist hate me because I want unity. But there's this thing, don't like Obamacare, you're a racist. But to see even Tom Brokaw taken out of the Crypt Keepers area, rolled out to say I'm an unalloyed, that means complete, total racist. If you don't know what unalloyed means, I didn't, I had to look it up. And I'm quite a, you know, I've got a big lexicon. What does this signify? Here's the clip.
The whole game is to, let me play gotcha. Let me show you how meaner I can be. There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example. But the fact is that he is an unalloyed racist, a man who's out there pulling the pin on the grenade every day, and he has 6 million viewers who are paying attention to him. Yeah. And the parents at Newtown are saying they're hearing from his followers all the time. They buy into what he is saying.
No, the public didn't buy it. I'm not the progenitor of it. And then they point at people not buying media as if the problem. But Tom Brokaw says, watch how mean I can be. He knows he's making it up. And he shows off with his big, pretty lie, the most original thing since anything, that I'm a racist.
But to them, the definition of a racist is simply someone who's winning an argument with a progressive. Racism just means being against progressivism, because for being progressive, race is the most important thing. So if you think of it as the fifth most important thing, by definition, you're not thinking of it as important as you should, and therefore you're racist. It's a term that just basically means heretic, and it can be just dismissed with. And it's really a shame, because racism is a problem, and people should be concerned about it. But when you toss it around for someone who's against Obamacare or you know, things like wars, it becomes absolutely meaningless, just like the word rape. It has a very real meaning.
Yeah, haven't they done real racist a favor?
Yeah, they get, and the hoaxes, the hate crime hoaxes that they do to divide the peoples, that's what they are doing now with their hoaxes, and the media amplifying the hoaxes are, they're actually trying to encourage copycat attackers to do these things. It's a psyop, actually, because there's a psychological principle which says people are going to copy which they see often enough. So they're doing hoaxes to try to incite actual violence against minorities. That is coming from the media, not from us.
And they're also hyping kill, kill, kill. I want to ask all of you when we come back. Obviously, the summer's here. They are really priming things. Soros is increasing it. How will civil unrest help the socialist globalist movement?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771.
831 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're just about 13 minutes away from Dateline NBC, which again has this whole, they kind of baited the new media that's much bigger than them in the aggregate, much bigger than all mainstream media combined, into then lying about us to get us covering it. And sure, they've gotten stung, they've gotten some problems. Yeah, Megan's all freaked out. Sure, even mainstream media says it's a disaster. But we'll actually see. It's going to be horribly edited. They were here for more than 12 hours. I walked into their trap just to see what they would do, but they also walked into mine. But, again, it doesn't show how strong we are. It shows how weak they are. Do any of you disagree with that? Michael Malice, getting back to the big question after you comment on that, just the shrill authoritarian calls for violence, the hatefulness, the ridiculousness, the petulance of the left and all of their hate. I mean, Trump hasn't done anything to them, and they act like they're dying. So this just really shows how susceptible they are to media. But what do you expect to come this summer?
But they are dying. They're losing their grip on power, and this is freaking them out. Before, they used to snap their fingers, and people would do what they wanted and fall in line. Now they snap their fingers, and people laugh or give them the finger. And this is going to freak them out, because one of the big selling points of the left is that if you join our club, you're going to be part of the masterclass. And now that they're in the minority in media and in politics, they have much less to offer in terms of salesmanship, and that's going to terrify them.
What he just said is total genius. That ought to be the start of the whole show. Because it is like an elite class. They claim they're more educated. They claim they're more informed. Even though most of them are poorer than the average person, it's a feeling of nobility of title. And they're mad because they're losing their title to the evil Midwestern hillbillies they have nightmares about. But they love jihadis. They love anything but the evil Americans. Sorry, Michael, go ahead.
Right. No, their whole mission in life is to let in the outsiders. And all the past, Jim Goh talks about this, all the past contempt they had for black Americans has gone towards poor whites. And the same stereotypes, they just transferred. And the only way they know how to feel good about themselves is by looking down at someone else. Now, that doesn't sound psychologically healthy, but it's certainly psychologically common.
Oh, I've never heard any racism from Republicans, but growing up seeing Democrats, I mean, it is just amazing. And the whole point is they've just moved it into a whole new era and tried to get all the minorities hyped up with it. But I don't think people are buying it. And I think, I mean, we've seen fake polls, but clearly there's fake polls against Trump right now. And despite that, he's at 50%.
Yeah, which is, again, the message isn't working. I mean, Malice works, a lot in publishing. And what I notice a lot is all the sneering from the fake news people go, oh, Cernovich, you self-published your book. And I thought, well, yeah, I sell more than you people, but they actually control publishing. So where a friend of mine actually is a New York Times bestselling author said, oh, I actually went to them with the book proposal. I told them they should hire you, and they all laughed, and they said, we would never want anything like that on our label, and they even delisted Milo. So if you're too controversial, you're even kept out of publishing.
That's right. They killed his book that was number one on Amazon for months. And again, I know people that have sold millions and millions of dollars of books currently with big publishers. They don't even hardly pay you ever. It's smart when you can market yourself to self-publish if you can sell hundreds of thousands of books like you've done and then keep 90% of the money instead of getting a dollar on each book. Wow, you get $10 or $20. I mean, wow, you're dumb. You're dumb. You're on your own successful. What the hell's your problem?
Well, if I could, sorry to stop the rant, but my North Korea book, Your Reader, I did it on Kickstarter, and because I'm an established author, the stigma wasn't there. It would have been there 20 years ago for self-publishing, but now, as bookstores are closing, there is an awareness that independent authors who are doing innovative things.
Now, I'm not gonna read your Dear Reader, which I have read. It's excellent and groundbreaking, because you self did it, and it's there, and it's just, it's horrible. I only want someone that has had everything done for them.
Well, Alex, you look at what you guys have built with InfoWars from nothing, and what we've built at Gab with nothing. We didn't take millions of dollars from venture capital.
Tell folks about Gab. It's big.
Yeah, so Gab is a free speech social network. We won't censor or filter things that, we as a company deem, hate speech or harassment or all of these other things that, big social is guising as needing to be censored and needing to be shut up. So we're completely bootstrapped. We're completely supported by donations from our community and by our pro subscribers. So, we don't need the establishment players. What we have done is sideline them, and that wouldn't have been possible 10 years ago. What we're doing today wouldn't have been possible. Now we have things like crowdfunding platforms, self-publishing platforms. You can start up a blog in 5 minutes. Everybody can have a voice, and they don't like that.
Mainstream media has always relished going, he's an internet TV radio host. Or they go, he was on Access. Well, no, before that I was in diapers. I mean, when I was 21, I went and did Access TV because the normal RTF route would take too long. And within 6 months, I had a local show. Within a year, I had a syndicated show. And so I'm on over 200 affiliates now. The media loves to downplay that number as if I don't have any listeners, but they've got to talk about me all day. But the truth is I started out in terrestrial radio. We've dominated in the free market of ideas on the internet. Isn't that the real sign of success that I didn't have big backing? But no. That's the sign of my failure. It's like a sign of the failure of Michael Malice, you know, having a hit book that he self-published after being an establishment, you know, writer or being published by establishment, or just like you've been a trailblazer. Being a trailblazer is bad now.
Right. Exactly. And that is what the free market is all about. That's what the free marketplace of ideas is about, is the best ideas are always going to win. And when you have ideas that are better than others, the nature of censorship is that bad ideas cannot win. So they have to censor in order to shut
out. They want to shut out your ideas in the marketplace. Right. So the real prognosis, Michael Malice, in closing.
I think things are getting better and better, and people are waking up, and there's so many more opportunities for independent, smart people to put their message out there that it's impossible for them to put the genie out of the bottle, and that's why they're terrified.
But they want a violent revolution. How bad is it this summer?
Well, the good guys have the guns, so I don't think I'm too worried about that. I escaped the Soviet Union, and I'm here to stay, so that's how it's going to be.
Which is why they're starting to do kind of a death dance or like a ghost dance.
Well, that's why they're trying to again, rile people up and incite violence and to send subconscious messages to people all the day to incite violence. But, again, we're the ones who are against violence. We're the ones who want peace. They're the ones who want violence, but they want to let their little Antifa terrorists and the left-wing terrorists be the hatchet man. And then they go, oh, no, you can't blame us. But then anything somebody does, they try to blame on us, which is fascinating. So the fake news media says, well, we're not responsible for this left-wing terrorism. We're not responsible for Antifa. How dare you? And they call that hateful rhetoric when we blame them for what they have actually done and incited. But then if one guy does something and maybe like your Facebook page one day, they're going to call you and say, oh, how can you have fans like this? Is your rhetoric radicalizing people?
Well, Michael Malice promised to come back on and talk about your book that I read, dealing with the Dear Leader, the unauthorized biography that's been such great reviews. Because of how deep and original it is. Because I want to understand why all the leftists say America is so bad, but they don't want to go to Venezuela or Cuba or North Korea. They want to. I mean, you don't see people running to go to the Dear Leader, do you, unless they're Dennis Rodman?
Oh, no, sir, you do not. And it's the worst place on earth, and it's really a shame when people talk about it. You know, people who listen to the show understand just how bad governments can get. It's the worst government on earth. And as Americans, we are almost blessed to be naive enough that we sometimes don't get just how evil a place like North Korea can be, and that's why I wrote my book to explain it.
All right, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, I feel like a man being led towards the firing squad just because of the unbelievable hype. It's like if you go to a play or a movie, they've hyped up a ton, and you almost have a bad feeling because there's such hype involved. I mean, we are 5 minutes away from Megyn Kelly kicking off Dateline NBC. We're going to be able to cover it live because I'm the subject of it. They lied about what it was going to be. She's caught on tape, so I have a right to cover the live transmission. If you don't want to hear us interrupting and giving commentary, it's how I'm able to cover it, then, obviously tune into NBC. If you still have a rabbit ears or something, we're able to get that. You guys are welcome to ride along. I'm going to have Roger Stone popping in with us. I have a sneaking suspicion. My money is it airs at the bottom of the hour.
Tough call. They don't have a big lead into it, so they do want to suck people in and essentially use bait and switch tactics to con people to watch their car material. So I would put it in the middle or towards the bottom of the hour for sure, because they want to ride the people and con the people for as long as they can.
And the biggest thing is, it'll be like, he hated the families.
And they'll keep leading it up. And
on Father's Day, he wants to tell you bad things. So there'll be lots of juicy little promos.
Yeah, they'll keep cutting in. That's the whole point, is they know that nobody wants to watch this trash that they do, so they're going to have to con people and say, come on in. It's like a used
car. Right. As soon as the car races in, it'll be like, Alex Jones raped 5,000 babies and is the son of Satan. Coming up, you'll see him murder children. It is just like, the devil will be faced. We must ban the free speech of this man before more armed gunmen storm innocent facilities. You will meet the devil, Satan himself, Alex Jones, coming on live. Hope the First Amendment is burned because it never existed and is pure evil and racist, and you heard Tom Brokaw. So it's all coming up straight ahead. And I've done 2 hours and have it plugged. We're funded by you. Great nutraceuticals, great products. Free shipping still running at InfoWarsStore.com. We're under attack. But most importantly, just spread the links, the articles, and the hashtag. What is it?
Jones V. Kelly. J-O-N-E-S V. Kelly. Jones V. Kelly. Hype it. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Google. Let everybody know. Alex Jones is about to cover Megyn Kelly's piece live So spread those Facebook, Twitter, and Google, YouTube videos right now. They're all we've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.